It's 9:39. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW. Well, director Allison Clayman is here today with The Brink. This is a documentary about former Trump strategist Steve Bannon. Welcome, Allison. Thanks for being with us.
So excited to be here. Thank you.
So why your decision to make a film about Steve Bannon?
Well, it was all about the opportunity that came to get access to him in a verite capacity. To me, this film was make or break. It was worth doing a movie if I could get real insight on him. And to me, the way to do that was not through interviews, a setting that he's really comfortable with, that combative style, changing the subject. I don't think he's really there to give a good faith answer, but to watch what someone who, you know, was instrumental in Trump becoming the president of the United States, vocal about the connection between Brexit and Trump's win, and wondering, you know, what he's going to do next. And in fact, this year, he's been kind of going around the world articulating a vision of a united new far right, if you will. And to me, that's something that's really important to pay attention to. But, you know, without elevating him in any particular way, just really wanting to observe and see what it is. And the assumption was that he would reveal himself and sort of expose the limitations of what he's doing by just watching him. And I think that that's what happened.
So how did you get that access, or how did that opportunity happen?
So a producer that I know, Marie-Thérèse Girgis, approached me. This was summer of 2017, so Steve Bannon was still in the White House. And she knew him from the early 2000s when he and some investors had taken over an art house distribution company called Wellspring Media. And so he was her boss before the Tea Party and, you know, all those things that they shared nothing about their politics. But she knew him from that time, and she had an inkling that a movie like this would be valuable and that she might be able to convince him to do it. And I guess she asked me because, you know, well, she never asked anyone else. And I immediately said yes, pending meeting him, because I really didn't know what he would be like. But on that first meeting, I thought, you know, documentary, it's like casting in a way. And he was charismatic and had a lot to say. And I just was like, I think we're going to get the goods. You know?
So yeah, were there certain parameters that you said, yes, we're interested in doing this if X, Y, and Z, just so you're not wasting your time and getting those types of answers that you're talking about that he's so good at giving?
I mean, yeah, he had to understand that what I wanted was, you know, full access. Full access for any verite documentary doesn't mean you're, like, you know, in the shower with someone or that you get access to every private moment. But the idea being, like, I wanted to be in the room for meetings. You know, I wasn't interested in doing sit-down interviews. And in fact, the film has no talking heads. It's entirely like a direct cinema experience. Of course, there is interaction between us. But for me, you know, it's not so much my travels with Steve Bannon. However, I think the film, while it is, you know, a fly on the wall document, it's very much a distillation of my experience of Steve Bannon in the last year.
Has he seen it?
He has. You know, and he has no say in it. So I didn't show it to him, so I wasn't there.
Oh, so what was his reaction, though? Was he unhappy with it, or?
I think that what I heard, because I wasn't there, my producer showed it to him, was, you know, it was a lot to process. He's only seen it once in an almost finished form. So I think he's looking out for what's being written about it, I think, this week, as more people are seeing it. It premieres on Wednesday, so really it's still before the world is, you know, starting to write about it. And it's going to open in theaters March 29th. Magnolia Pictures it was an incredible partner and supporter and understood this project from the beginning, and they are releasing it in the U.S.
And the time sensitivity.
Yeah. And for us, it's also really important. We hope that we'll find partners to release it internationally, especially in Europe. One of the key things in the film is, you know, Bannon uniting far-right leaders in discussions about essentially taking down the EU, saying that if they can get a ruling minority of a third of the, I guess, the European Parliament delegates in the May 2019 elections, so they're coming up. They feel like they can act as a block and start to accomplish some of the things they want to accomplish. So for us, there's an urgency as well for it to be seen internationally.
What were some of the surprises that came up for you getting to know this man, as you do when you're following someone around that much?
I mean, in some ways, everything was a surprise in the interpersonal because I had no expectations. And I guess he has a charisma of his own, and he has a good self-deprecating sense of humor while also having a healthy ego at the same time. So I found when I first met him, the thing that excited me was I thought there was going to be opportunity for humor, which to me is a sign that something is a real story, because I think even in the, I've never made a movie about someone that I disagree with so strongly and who I think is such a threat and a danger. But I know that in, times of trouble, and just being human is also to have levity as well as serious moments. And so I was looking for that in this movie. And I feel like it has its own Veep moments, I would say, as well.
Yeah. So the film, as you mentioned, started after his term at the White House.
Yes.
Stint at the White House. I don't even want a term. What did he have to say about that experience? I mean, or did you not even discuss it?
Well, there's a great line early in the film where he talks about how the White House, it has a bad karma. He didn't like it. And it's a bad karma. He is always spinning things, right? So I don't know what he really thought. I think that he tried to play it off like I was always going to leave the White House. And I didn't know him at that time in August when, days after Charlottesville, the Unite the Right rally calls for him to leave started growing, and then he left. He insists, it was on his terms, and he feels he can be more potent outside of the, formal restrictions of a position as a strategist in the White House. And again, that's part of why this movie, why I started it, was the feeling that that's probably true. I mean, he is returning to running Breitbart News. And now he's seen as a, kingmaker who has many people, imagined a direct line to the White House. What is this guy going to go out and do? And I really did find that world leaders believe that. And I don't know. I always wondered if part of it was because all the staffing of the Foreign Service and, all the positions that haven't been filled by Trump. Right. It's probably the weirdest president, to try to formally access. And so if you have this guy who's kind of going around and seen as really, he is famous. He is his own brand in a way. And I think a lot of people were taking meetings with him, not necessarily because he was promising them something that I don't know that, but they feel like this is the next best thing to Trump. So for the year, he was certainly always staying on message, supportive of Trump. But we'll see what happens as the next year comes.
I'm curious, as a filmmaker, how you go into this to tell this story when you have your own opinions, or you might feel a certain way about the subject of your documentary, and how you do you need to compartmentalize that and go into it?
That's a nice word for it. Yeah, I mean,
well,
yeah,
you know.
No, I mean, I think so. That's a great word for it. I mean, it was really emotionally draining, I thought, and not because the people I was working with were mean to me or intimidating me per se, but it was just I fundamentally disagree with everything that they think is the right way forward.
And you're hearing it all day, every day.
All day, right in my earbuds, in an ideal world, he's wearing the microphone, and keeping his face in focus. And he knew I was not there undercover,
He was like a cheerleader.
No, he was like my Brown University commie lefty filmmaker over here. But the main terms was that I was gonna be it was gonna be fair, and I do think it's fair. And I think that he thinks it's fair. I think it's probably not what he thought it would be. But it was really, that part was really challenging, and how to have a professional relationship also with him and his whole team. And just, it was a big exercise in finding other things to talk about.
Right. The weather.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Your premiere is tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the library.
And then it'll screen again 8:30 a.m. on Thursday the 31st at the Egyptian. It'll also play in Salt Lake City on
Saturday.
Yeah,
I'll be there for all three.
Okay. The Brink, a documentary about former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon by Allison Clayman. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the local.